similar feelings with the loneliness, and I thought, it's over. It's really over. And I thought, this doesn't come again. And then it also, it came back. And it was such a...
Yeah, you know, we always think, oh, I have passed this point and now this feeling is not coming back. I have conquered this. But why should the feeling not come back? Why? It's just a feeling of loneliness, like a feeling of anger or whatever feeling. It's just a feeling. Don't delude yourself with ideas like, oh, you know, loneliness is gone, done, finished. Loneliness is a feeling, my dear. It's a feeling. They come and go. Be ready for all feelings. Fear can come back, loneliness can come back, jealousy can come back, whatever. This is not about feelings. So in our world of feelings and experiences, we have good times and bad times. And what goes up surely goes down. Because this is a law of nature. What goes up surely goes down. So when you feel depressed, good news, surely it will go up. When you are up, enjoy the ride for as long as it takes, for as long as you have the time. Feelings go up and down. It's the nature of existence. Good times, bad times. What is life? Good times, bad times.
So you experience all the good times and bad times?
Yeah, sure. But you know, I'm not involved. That is the difference. And there is more an equanimity than ideas of good and bad, actually. Much more equanimity.
What's that?
Balance.
Oh, then I may use the wrong word. I don't mean balance. I mean something that is untouched neutral. In the middle of it.
Yeah.
Neutrality, absolutely neutral. In the midst of good, in the midst of bad, there is this neutrality. This is home. The neutrality is home. In the midst of good and bad, in the midst of easy and difficult, in the midst of hungry and a full stomach. This sublime neutrality, untouched. So again and again, my invitation is to leave your fascination for how you feel behind. As I said to Gambira, you are at the university here of life. This is life's university. And the invitation is to leave that behind. It's good enough for the world, but not for spiritual warriors, for the yogis. We really want to dig up such a vast treasure. And it means making sacrifices to that, to sacrifice that what is not good enough. Sacrifice that what is unreal. Sacrifice our lies and our games. In the Bible, there are so many stories of sacrifice. I think they all point us to the spiritual warriorship. Because we go for truth. We go for freedom. And feelings are coming and going. Just lose your interest for them. So you can still enjoy the good feelings. Don't complain when something is going not so easy. Just don't complain, be with it. You know, in our spiritual involvement, if we just stop complaining, what it does, it changes your life radically. Only that. To stop complaining. We always want all these lofty feelings and all this da-da-da-da-da. But war is sometimes a battlefield, our sadhana. of excruciating pain and suffering, and you hear her story. It's excruciating what she's talking about.
Mm-hmm.
You need to be a warrior. So when life is all bubbling and nice, enjoy it. When life is difficult, be with it, don't complain. Just do what needs to be done. And this already is transforming your life like crazy. To decide not to complain. So easy. You know, what we are talking about seems so accessible nowadays. And on every corner in every city, you hear somebody giving satsang. So easily available. And all the bookshops are full of one wonderful book and the next wonderful book and shelves of wonderful books and all of that. But it still needs everything. It still needs everything. That has not changed. It seems so okay, you know, one weekend and da-da-da-da-da-da, done. That has never changed. In Buddha's times, Buddha had to give his life. He was leaving symbolically. Symbolically, he was leaving his palace, his wife, his family, his richness, his status. He took off his hair. Had only one shawl. That was it. Went into the woods in search of himself. Leaving everything behind. We don't need to do it, but we can leave our identification behind with our money and our status and da 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 da. Wanting to feel good. That is what we need behind, to leave behind. It is inwardly. Inwardly, we need to leave behind all that is not true and all that is not ours. And what is really ours? Oof. What is really ours? All is on loan. Inwardly. So you can be a spiritual warrior and live in a beautiful house and have a wonderful car and a wonderful relationship. It's all fine. But how is it inwardly? Are you free from it also? You can live a wonderful and very, very rich life. But are you free from it? If it is taken away from you the next day, are you still untouched? That shows. Everything is on loan. Richness, health, good feelings. It can be taken away in an instant. Are we still sane? That is freedom. Untouchable. So we can be so free in the jungle with the animals. But now also here in the West, with the computers and the taxes and the money and the relationship and the worries and the families, and it's very demanding. But it can be done. That's the good news. Must be done. It will be done. Yeah.